CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Chinese President Hu Jintao has left Beijing for Hawaii to attend the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum slated for this weekend. Su Yi has the story.
Following the recent G20 summit in France, this year's APEC Forum is expected to provide another opportunity for the leaders in the Asia-Pacific region to discuss global issues, particularly the current financial crisis in Europe. Charles Morrison, president of the U.S.-based East-West Center, is hopeful that the meetings will directly address the global financial instability.
So people are looking for leaders of these significant economies to be saying things that appear meaningful in terms of addressing the issues. So that's one of the big hopes, I think, from this meeting, is that you see a progression of dealing with the financial issues.
Although the APEC Forum in Hawaii is unlikely to produce big-ticket agreements, experts say its real value is to move forward the progress that has been achieved over the past few years in driving economic growth in the region. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.
IMF Chief Christine Lagarde says the time is not yet right for the Chinese currency renminbi to be included in IMF's Special Drawing Rights, or SDRs. She made the comments following meetings with the Chinese leadership on the sidelines of the Beijing International Finance Forum. Lagarde says there are two channels of discussions regarding the SDRs.
The first one had to do with the composition of the basket of currencies and whether or not, and if so when, the yuan could be integrated in the basket of currencies. And there were some good discussions about it. I don't think that the time has yet come, but there is a clear understanding that that will come in due course, and it will be a factor of the internationalization of the currency.
The IMF created SDRs in 1969 to supplement its member countries' official reserves. Chinese Foreign Ministry is saying sanctions cannot fundamentally resolve the Iranian nuclear issue. Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei.
Sanctions cannot fundamentally resolve the problem. The pressing task now is for all parties concerned to step up diplomatic efforts to push for dialogue between the six nations and Iran and promote enhanced cooperation between the IAEA and Iran. We want to see progress in such areas.
The International Atomic Energy Agency's latest report on Iran says there is credible information that Iran may be working to develop nuclear weapons. With China's inflation easing to a five-month low, analysts have started to argue over whether the government should have more flexibility in conducting monetary policy. Ding Lulu has more.
The National Bureau of Statistics have released China's latest CPI figure, which edged down to 5.5% in October, softening from a 37-month high of 6.5% in July. China's producer price index, a measure of inflation at the wholesale level, increased 5% in October from a year earlier. That's a 12-month low for the growth rate. Yuan Gangming, analyst from the Center for China in the World Economy at Tsinghua University, says the CPI figure will give monetary policymakers more room for maneuver and allow them to fine-tune tightening measures. Yuan also points out another reason for loosening monetary policy is the fact that small and medium-sized enterprises have been hit hard by the credit crunch due to tightening measures. For CRI, this is Ding Lulu.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Donald Tsang says he remains optimistic that Hong Kong will play a central role in the development of a consumer economy in China, as well as reforms of the banking and financial sectors.
Looking ahead, Hong Kong will consolidate its role as a global center of finance and banking, logistics, business services and tourism. We have been given a spearhead role in the internationalization of the renminbi, which in turn will help our country to continue with the reforms and opening up of its banking and financial services sectors.
Tsang recently suggested Hong Kong might have slipped into a recession in the third quarter as Europe's debt crisis remained unresolved. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.